This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
A chilly, wet Monday. Here's a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. It's a bit light now, but I'll show you coming up when it gets a lot heavier.
The U.S. House will officially present the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate today. Both sides will have 2 weeks to prepare for a trial. Why some lawmakers are calling it a waste of time. Plus.
Good morning. I'm Leslie Moreno live in Apex, where the Apex Friendship High School community is mourning the loss of one of its employees. I'll have all those details straight ahead.
It is 4:30. A lot to tell you about on this Monday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, January 25th. Here we are. A good little soaker going on out there right now. So we have a live look from our WRL Storm Tracker, Ridge Road in Raleigh. And that is what you will experience if you're headed out right now or much of the morning. You can see rain on the windshield and wet roads out there on this Monday. Let's get over to Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center and see what's happening.
You can see the storm tracker didn't have the windshield wipers, you know, going fast, but there's still plenty of moisture out there this morning that you're going to run into. And you can see that here on the radar, too. It looks a little bit on the patchy side now, but I'll show you on Futurecast in just a second the next wave that comes in. So make sure you have your umbrella handy. We take a look at Goldsboro, and you can see it is wet. That is the case all across the viewing area this morning. We take a look at our temperatures. We're in the mid-30s in Roxboro and South Hill. It's 38 in Rocky Mountain, Wilson, 37 in Goldsboro. But our temperatures are not going to fall any farther, so we're not expecting to see anything frozen this morning. 40 Durham and Raleigh. It's 41 in Fayetteville and 40 degrees in Clinton right now. Here's a look at Futurecast. This morning at 4:30, we're seeing some fairly light rain, and that'll be true on up until about 6 or 7. After that, we'll start to see more of this heavier rain moving in. We may not see this first heavier band until maybe around 9 or 10. At lunchtime, you can see that. And then we just continue to have the waves rolling through. And even though you're seeing some brighter colors there around 3 o'clock, not expecting any thunderstorms today. We're going to talk about that potential for tomorrow coming up in just a few minutes. Hour by hour today, look at this. Beautiful day, right? At lunchtime, 42. We're going to keep it in the 40s all day long.
Pretty consistent right there. You know, now's a good time to download the WRL weather app if you haven't already. Turn on the notifications to receive updates to the forecasts where you live based on your phone's GPS.
Long lines are expected before a COVID-19 vaccination clinic opens this morning in Sampson County. The clinic will be at Comwell Health Newton Grove in Dunn. Vaccinations start at 9 a.m. They're available on a first-come, first-served basis. Healthcare workers, long-term care staff, and anyone age 65 and older is eligible. WRL's Casey Cunningham is there. In our next half hour, she's live to explain, although people are getting vaccinated, now is not the time to let your guard down.
In Chatham County, meantime, the health department there will exhaust its supply of the COVID-19 vaccine today. An appointment-only vaccine clinic will be in Pittsboro. More than 400 people are scheduled to receive their first doses. The Chatham County Public Health Department has given out more than 1,000 vaccine doses already. They say no doses have gone to waste.
Halifax County says people needing their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine will not have to wait in line at a first-come, first-served clinic. County leaders say a health team will start reaching out to people this week to set up appointments for second doses. They're doing it this way to avoid long lines and other logistical issues. Several health groups are partnering to provide the doses, including Halifax County EMS and the Sheriff's Office.
A beloved employee at Apex Friendship High School has died after a battle with COVID-19. She was a part-time assistant, but it is clear that her presence was felt on campus by all. WRL's Leslie Moreno joins us now live from the school. And Leslie, a big loss for this school.
Yeah, Jeff, good morning. Amy DeSorbo worked at this high school you see here behind me as a part-time media assistant here at the high school for the first time remotely since Miss DeSormo's death. Her daughter shared these pictures here with us saying Miss DeSormo loved working with students and it was her calling. Olivia DeSormo says her parents stayed home as much as possible and wore masks when they did go out. Reading you a quote here from the principal at Apex Friendship, it says in part, quote, we love Amy so much. She was such a lively, helpful, loving soul to our teachers, staff, and students. She will be greatly missed. Now, Miss DeSormo was back on campus back in March. For now, reporting live in Apex, Leslie Moreno, WRAL News.
President Biden plans to enact new COVID-19 related travel restrictions today. The ban will prevent most non-U.S. citizens from entering if they were recently in South Africa, where a new variant of COVID-19 has been identified. The president hopes those restrictions will limit COVID transmissions. President Biden also plans to reinstate restrictions to non-U.S. citizens traveling from the U.K., Ireland, and much of Europe and Brazil. This is a live look from the U.S. Capitol, where later today, the House of Representatives is set to formally walk the article of impeachment over to the Senate. Republican Senator Mitt Romney says he studied law review articles that show holding an impeachment trial for a former president is constitutional. It's a stance that puts him at odds with some of his colleagues.
I believe that what is being alleged and what we saw, which is incitement to insurrection, is an impeachable offense. If not, what is?
I think the trial is stupid. I think it's counterproductive. We already have a flaming fire in this country, and it's like taking a bunch of gasoline and pouring it on top of the fire.
Under an agreement between Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the ceremonial functions of the Senate impeachment trial will happen this week. The articles will be presented today, and senators will be sworn in as jurors tomorrow. Then the trial will pause while the House impeachment managers and former President Trump's legal team exchange pre-trial briefs for 2 weeks. The final briefs are due on February 9th. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl bound. The Bucs will get to play the big game in their home stadium in Tampa, Florida, the first team ever to do so. As quarterbacks, the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes and the Buccaneers' Tom Brady have each won one of the last two Super Bowls, respectively. Brady says he's proud of his team.
To go on the road and win another road playoff game is just a great achievement. And, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
Now, Patrick Mahomes says the job is not yet finished for the Chiefs. Now they have to win. And he says they'll have to do that against one of the best.
It's a Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best. I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Against one of the best and against one of the oldest. And make no mistake, this run-up to the Super Bowl, they're going to talk about Mahomes being 25 years of age and the other quarterback, Tom Brady, being 43 for this game.
Well, 43 is ancient.
Oh,
especially
in NFL
on football terms.
I know.
He will be the oldest player in a Super Bowl game, Tom Brady. Well, COVID-19 has been spreading through the U.S. Capitol Police Department. How many new cases have been reported since rioters stormed the Capitol?
And closer to home, police in Durham are spreading love and warmth. The initiative launched by one officer to help people who have no way to escape cold nights.
The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WRAL Weather.
It is 4:40 and there is rain on the live dual Doppler 5000 radar this morning. It's on the lighter side, but it's still enough to really get your windshield wipers moving this morning. And it's chilly out there, so it's a messy start this morning. The rain will get heavier around mid-morning on through lunchtime and continue through much of the day. Right now, some of the heavier rain is from Raleigh southward. It's still on the patchy side, but there's just a little bit more coverage showing up on radar there. Here's a look at Clayton. This is what it's going to look like as you head out the door. Again, it's not pouring right now, but it's just really
4:45, the time right now on your Monday morning. Since the January 6th attack on the Capitol building, 38 U.S. Capitol Police employees have tested positive for coronavirus. That's according to the Washington Post. There's no breakdown on how many of those employees were at the Capitol riot. The cases could include people who are not officers and would not have responded to the riot. The Post reports police union leaders are pushing for more officers to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
A man charged in connection with the Capitol riot is accused of threatening Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He's scheduled to appear in court today. Court documents say Garrett Miller of Texas tweeted, "Assassinate AOC." He's also accused of posting a threat about the police officer who shot and killed a Trump supporter during the Capitol attack. Miller is facing 5 federal charges.
Some security is being scaled back across Washington, D.C., but National Guard troops will stick around at least for now. According to the National Guard, roughly 7,000 members will remain in D.C. through the end of the month. 5,000 troops will stay through mid-March, helping with security, communications, medical evacuation, and logistics.
Good morning, Ken Smith in the Live Center. Happening now, a major development in rescue efforts at that gold mine in China. We want to take you right now to new video into our newsroom that came in overnight. 11 miners are now safe this morning, rescued from that mine explosion that happened on January 10th. Now, if you notice, the rescued miners are wearing blindfolds to protect their eyesight since they've been underground for so long. That explosion trapped 22 people underground. 10 miners are still missing this morning.
The teenager accused of killing two people during unrest last summer has been ordered to stay away from white supremacists and alcohol. 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse is facing charges for murder, accused of killing two people and injuring another during a Black Lives Matter demonstration in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from jail on a $2 million bond. Prosecutors say Rittenhouse was later seen in pictures with members of the Proud Boys at a bar. A judge has modified Rittenhouse's bond agreement, saying he can't drink alcohol or associate with hate groups. Rittenhouse's next pretrial hearing is set for March 10th.
A shooting in Harnett County left a person dead and another injured. Our breaking news tracker was at the scene on Connie Court, which is near the Anderson Creek area. Authorities tell us one person died at that scene. We're working to learn more about the condition of the person who was taken to the hospital.
Durham saw three separate shootings in less than 24 hours this past weekend, one of them deadly. The latest shooting happened near Birmingham Avenue and Stadium Drive yesterday afternoon. Police say the man who was shot is expected to survive. A few hours earlier, a man died after shooting on Wake Robin Place. And then on Saturday, a man was shot on Holloway Street. He is expected to recover from his injuries. New this morning, former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is expected to announce a run for governor of Arkansas today. Sanders took over as press secretary for Sean Spicer in 2017 and is an ally of former President Donald Trump. Her father was the governor of Arkansas for more than a decade.
Durham police officers spent the weekend helping the homeless population. In a post to its Facebook page, the department credits an officer with bringing people together to help those experiencing homelessness get through cold days and nights. Basic items were donated by officers, friends, and family, including clothing, blankets, gloves, and snacks. The bags were given out to people in downtown Durham.
It is 4:48. Let's take you outside and show you how wet the roads are looking at this hour with WRL Storm Tracker in Raleigh. And you can see the windshield wipers are working overtime there. We will see some light to moderate rain, and then it's going to get heavier as we get through the morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking all of this on our dual Doppler 5000.
I'll tell you, this morning is a good morning to take a look at what's happening with the storm tracker, because when you take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, it doesn't look like the rain is terribly heavy out there, but you take a look outside, and it is messy, messy, messy. Your windshield wipers may not be, you know, consistently moving, but it is, it's wet, it's messy, our temperatures are chilly, and that's going to be the case all day long. Some of the rain's a little more consistent down around Fayetteville, Dunn, Smithfield, Goldsboro this morning. But no matter where you are, we're going to see scattered showers. So it's going to be a wet day today, up to 3/4 of an inch of rain possible. It's not going to be enough to cause any flooding, but definitely just a mess all day long. There's really not going to be any great window that you can expect it to be dry today. We'll see a big range in temperatures for the next couple of days, especially tomorrow. We're going to see a warm front moving through. Temperatures may bump up to nearly 70 in some places and stay in the 50s in others. And we're going to be talking more about that. And then, of course, we're watching Wednesday night into Thursday. We're still looking at that potential for a wintry mix, but mainly for our northern counties where we typically see it, mainly north of I-85. So I say right around Durham and Raleigh and southward, it doesn't look like it's a very good chance now. 34 in Henderson right now, 38 in South Hill and in Roanoke Rapids. So temperatures are dropping into the mid-30s to the north, but I wouldn't expect them to drop any farther. So we're not looking at any frozen precipitation this morning. It's just chilly out there, just messy. 38 Sanford, 37 in Smithfield. It's 41 right now in Fayetteville. We take a look at our pattern. Big area with thunderstorms, and then north of that, we're looking at some snow. We're not likely to see much thunder and lightning with this as it moves eastward, but it will be rather wet, and we're going to be dealing with this for more than 24 hours. So watch temperatures. Today, starting at 7 a.m., we're looking at 30s. We're going to climb only into the low 40s by lunchtime, mid-40s down to the south, with rain continuing to move through in waves. We're just not going to get into the unstable part of this air mass for it today. Here's 5 o'clock. Overnight, temperatures just hold steady, mainly into the 40s. If anything, we may see temperatures climb a little bit so that we're close to 50 for tomorrow morning. We're going to continue to see some light rain, but watch the temperatures warm up. At lunchtime, looking at 66 in Fayetteville, but 50 in Roxborough. So a big spread in our temperatures. We may never get out of the 50s for tomorrow up to the north, but look at that, 70 in Fayetteville. So it's all along a warm front, and you know, it's going to be a very subtle change. So where does that front end up? And that's going to depend on how warm it gets where you are. At 6 o'clock tomorrow, future cast showing 50s for the triangle. But if that front lifts farther north, the temperatures could be a lot warmer. If it's farther south, a lot cooler. So that's something we'll track for you tomorrow. Forecast rainfall, looking at half an inch to an inch of rain, solid across our area. Of course, we're looking at that chance of a little wintry mix in our northern counties on Thursday. And coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to go into a deeper dive with that. Looking at a mild day tomorrow with scattered showers, a break Wednesday, back into the rain Thursday, and then again on Sunday. So a very active pattern in our 7-day forecast.
Thanks, Elizabeth. That Bernie Sanders meme, it's gone viral for days now. He is using it to turn some attention onto something good. How that meme will be helping out a nonprofit.
Every time I see a new one pop up on my feed, I just have to laugh. Great. People are so creative. Plus, the TV set is opening back up, but not for filming. How will help the effort to vaccinate people against COVID-19? As coronavirus vaccinations continue, there's still concern about minority communities getting the shot. It relates back to a history of African Americans being used for experiments instead of being offered treatment. But WRI's Dr. Alan Mask is showing why the vaccine is necessary for all races. Julian Grace has his story.
We watch Dr. Alan Mask in action. In this video, he's in his car, his sleeve is up, and his camera phone is recording as he gets the COVID-19 vaccine.
I wanted to practice what I preach. Julian, I literally get hundreds of calls from my patients having this exact same conversation we're having right now, talking about the risks and the benefits of the vaccine.
For 35 years, Dr. Mask has been treating patients. And in the mind of some of those clients right now is the Tuskegee experiment from the 1930s. That's when black men were used and abused for a syphilis experiment. And that is why Mass says he understands why some are reluctant to get the shot.
What we have to do is not be judgmental with people about that. I think we've got to approach them with honesty, with humility, and to try to provide access to the vaccine as well.
Mass believes that honesty starts with these images of him getting the shot. He stressed the benefit outweighs the risk. He also shared numbers that in the state of North Carolina, 80% of those showing up to get the shot are Caucasian. 10% are African-American. African-Americans also make up 22% of North Carolina's state population, but make up 37% of COVID-19 deaths. Dr. Mask believes the vaccination will save lives, and that is one of the reasons why he documented his shot.
Well, I think there are a number of people who are going to die. I mean, we're in a mayday situation right now, an emergency situation as regards the COVID-19 infections.
Dr. Mask is hopeful that as President Biden's administration pushes 100 million shots in 100 days, more minorities will sign up for the vaccine. The set of a TV show will open its doors today, this time as a mass COVID-19 vaccination center. Take a look. The British Museum doubles as a set for the hit TV series Peaky Blinders. Now it will be the place where up to 1,000 people will be vaccinated a day.
The Bernie Sanders inauguration meme that has been seen worldwide can now be part of your wardrobe. The senator's campaign store is selling sweatshirts featuring that photo that inspired countless memes on social media. The sweatshirt is made in the U.S. and printed by union members. The $45 sweatshirt sold out due to overwhelming demand. Proceeds go to Meals on Wheels in Vermont.
Coming up at 5, even as long lines build up hours before vaccine clinics are set to open, doctors say more people need to be getting their vaccines. WRL's Casey Cunningham joins us next with more from the experts and a look at a vaccine site opening up today.
And President Joe Biden is set to make a move that'll change who can serve in the military. A look at the Trump policy he plans to reverse and who supports the change.